the key to the future. She has talked about the meaning of peace for children and how having peace at home and in the community is just as important as making peace in the war. Farlis graduated from high school and for a while was uncertain if she would be able to fulfill her dream of going to college. In 1999, Colombia's prestigious University of the Andes awarded her a scholarship. She is now studying psychology in Bogotá and hopes to work in the rehabilitation of former child soldiers and other children traumatized by war. For the other young people whose stories are told in this book, life remains much the same. Alberto continues to wait for the return of his brother. We have just passed the second anniversary of the kidnapping. Maritza sometimes takes part in peace workshops, but her life at home remains as difficult as ever. I still walk two paths. I don't know which one will win. Erminsul is much happier working in the Plaza de Flores without the perpetual threat of violence from the vultures, but is always on the lookout for new opportunities. The work of Wilfrido, Joemir, and other volunteers in the Return to Happiness program receive special recognition from the Women's Commission for Refugee Women and